Yet another poor country in the Asia Pacific is about to become a brick in Australia's border protection wall. The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, will arrive in Cambodia later today to sign a refugee deal that's been shrouded in secrecy. Few details have so far been released about a deal with a nation that's ranked as one of the most impoverished and corrupt in the region. What is known is that there will be no cap on the number of refugees sent to Cambodia. Southeast Asia correspondent Samantha Hawley filed this report from Phnom Penh.
At a settlement 40 kilometres from the Cambodian capital, children excitedly run down a dirt road with a bucket, which at first glance is full of mud. But as they dig their hands into it, they pull out very small freshwater fish that they've collected from a nearby rice field. It's dinner for as many people as it will go around. It's very hard living here, this woman tells me. We don't have enough food to eat. They're Cambodia's very own refugees. They're the victims of land grabs. Living here, we have to struggle, this man tells me. We just do what we can. The people living here don't have any money.
We have a lot of internal refugees ourselves.
Opposition party leader Sam Ranzi has his own view as to why the pending refugee deal has been kept so secret by the Cambodian government.
This is like a state secret because it is a matter of money, of corruption, so they don't want to expose how they are going to deal with it.
The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, has given few details away, except to confirm refugees on Nauru will only be sent to Cambodia voluntarily, and there'll be no limit on how many can go. In Phnom Penh, there's another sort of refugee too. 32-year-old Bunuth Tong was a Cambodian refugee who was taken to America when he was three, almost 30 years ago.
I was born in a refugee camp here. I'm not sure where exactly the refugee camp, but I think it was near the borderline Thailand. And I made some mistakes, and it landed me here, back in my country.
Those mistakes were drug crimes. He was deported from America 2 months ago. He has no family, no friends, and no work in Cambodia. And he sympathises with the refugees who will come.
I think it would be very hard for them, you know, not knowing the language, you know, our language here, you know, our language, not knowing English as well. It'd be very difficult. I believe they need tons of help.
Despite repeated attempts, no one from the Cambodian government was available for comment. This is Samantha Hawley in Phnom Penh reporting for AM.